You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
They're panicking. So there were approached by a multitude that they suggested that what action should be taken, and then they went by it and they told them, here, this is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Ele Elohecha Hashem Ehelucha Meretz Mitzrayim. Can you believe this?
It's very hard.
What is hard? No, everybody, no, yeah, everything. No, what's so hard for you to understand? Which part is hard for you to understand?
That thing that was jumping up and down like you, the hard thing.
No. The matter is more critical, and that is, if they would say this is your God, so why not?
But the hard is hard. They say he took you out of Israel. That's the hard.
So that's the whole point here. This item here was not around. They just created it, no?
Yeah.
So now, what type of logic would accept such a thing that if they present this as this is the power, the source that took you out of Mitzrayim? We're talking about people that is called very intelligent. They're called Dor De'ah. How would you buy such a thing? How can you accept such a thing? How your logic could go by such a thing? If they would say, see, you know, it's in modern time, you know, yeah, you know, new version now. Okay, this is your God. But how can you say this is the God that took you out of Egypt? Huh? How can you say such a thing? Haramami Pano Zatzar, Arab says an unbelievable thing. He says, obviously, these people, they're not going to buy anything, accept anything. So there had to be some reasoning in it. Reasoning that your logic will accept it. No? No, logic. Yes, logic would accept it. No?
Yes.
You don't agree?
Yes.
So here, Ramam Ipano says the unbelievable thing. He says, when I'm Mitzrayim, just about to come out of Mitzrayim, what was the contingency to come out of Mitzrayim? What did Hashem tell them to do? Yes, and then go take the gold and all of this. What else?
Blood on
the Korban Pesach, put the blood on the doorpost. What else?
Put the neighbors,
put
myself.
Right, so, yeah. Right, no, whatever status that, you know, they had to follow up the direction, you know, what else? Was there anything else?
They had to rush themselves out.
Right, what else?
They had to finish the Korban Pesach and burn the rest of that.
Right, the Korban Pesach, all the details, right. Eat it, the blood and all of that. What else? Anything else?
The bowl, they shouldn't break the bowl either.
I know, but this is the whole chapter of Korban Pesach. What does that need to do? What else? Anything else? Could they come out without Yosef?
No.
So Yosef was one of the conditions, right? So now, if Yosef would not be carried by them, accompanied them, they could not come out. So how did they take Yosef out? So Shabbat Shalom wrote a piece of gold piece. And he mentioned his attribute, Alei Shor. And then he came out and they were able to come out. So that's what the people say. Ede Elohecha Asher Hose, Asher Ha'eluha Meretz Mitzrayim. So that means if Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom would not throw this thing that had the resemblance of Yosef in the Nile, with Yosef will rise, the coffin of Yosef. So actually, what was the cause that they came out of Mitzrayim?
The
little gold. So they're right. So when they threw this in the furnace, so the idol came out. So that's what they said here. This is what caused that you come out of Mitzrayim. No?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. See, what a crooked logic. And here you see, you can make things turn it around and make it such a fact. Such a fact. And that's what they did. They didn't lie. They didn't lie. It was the truth, but it's the crooked truth. They said, this thing took out of Mitzrayim. And they were right. But how? They create a foundation for something, such a crooked mentality, and they made it happen. And that's what the lesson that many times, you know, we just turn things around and make it a fact. Make it a fact. It makes it, right? That's how it is. Yes, but the whole point here is, fine. This exactly, you know, as they had in mind, yeah, it was the cause, but you cannot make it a god. But that's what they meant. That's what they meant. And here that is a very, very keen point that we have to be very cautious. Chas v'shalom, to not make what is the shaker and turn it to the emet. What is the shaker, what is the falsehood, and then you bring it to reality. A fact. And that's a very, very keen point. And many times in life, you know, we feel, you know, there's no other way.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.